Welcome, everybody, to the South of England Forum. I hope you had a nice lunch. I hope you managed to get parked easy enough. We're not delighted about that, but I don't think it worked out quite as badly as we thought it was going to work out when we arrived this morning. But welcome. Firstly, I must apologise to everybody who isn't here. And if you know anybody who isn't here, can you pass this message on? My apologies. But we estimated the numbers for today, and we based it on the previous forums that we've held throughout the country. The West, Manchester, London, and wherever they are. And it's turned out to usually to have about a 10% take-up from our invitation letter, which is fine. And so we naturally booked this venue on those sort of numbers. Well, of course, the South of England didn't quite keep to the norm, and we had something like a 25% take-up. And on top of that, we had lots of apologies for absence, again, that we didn't get in other regions. And talking about invitations, I'd like to know now which joker invited the Prime Minister and the Archbishop of Canterbury. Gosh, thank God they didn't come, because if they'd come, we've had letters of apologies, if they'd come with their entourage and their security, there wouldn't have been room for any of us, would there? Anyway, there we are. So if you'd apologise to anybody you know couldn't come, but we are going to hold another forum for them later on in the year. Whether it'll be here or in another venue, I'm not sure yet. But today I'm absolutely delighted to introduce Alex Curtis to everybody. She is the head of physiotherapy at the Lane Fox unit at St. Thomas's. And she is also, I've realised today, a member of our expert panel. Our expert panel was set up earlier in this year, or end of last year, not long ago anyway. And we got some very top names on there, as you can see by Alex coming today. Was that whistle due to that, do you think? No, my comment, no. To those who don't know the Lane Fox unit, I would just mention it was formerly known as the Phipps unit years and years ago, and it was set up in 1968 at the Great Western Hospital in Brixton. We always thought of it as the polio unit, but actually, of course, it specialised in all sorts of I never get that word. I knew I was going to get it wrong. Thank you. I'm not going to try. For all disabilities. Breathing, that's right, thank you. You've seen that on the that television programme. Once they get it wrong, they do about 15 takes, don't they? Yeah. Anyway, I do remember hearing of the early fundraising efforts for Phipps, and the person who was very much involved in those days was our dear late friend John Tricker, who was a national vice chairman and the chairman of Reading Branch. He was, as I said, was very heavily involved, and we held the Phipps unit, the BPF held the Phipps unit in such high regard that I remember that we actually gave £100,000 to the fund, and that must have been in the days when we had lots and lots of money. It moved to St. Thomas's in 1989, and whether that was when it changed to the Lane Fox unit, I'm not sure. But now it has beautiful views across the Thames to the Houses of Parliament. Quite a nice place for a holiday, so I'm told. Or maybe not. Anyway, that isn't the point of today, and I would ask you to welcome Alex Curtis, who, as I said, is the head of physiotherapy at the Lane Fox, to talk to us about physio and its associations with PPS.